With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the U.S. will begin work on a new 7-mile stretch of border wall. Bob Agnew reports.
Noem announced on X the U.S. is building another stretch of wall in Arizona and punctuated her message with the phrase, "Make America safe again." On his first day in office in 2021, President Joe Biden halted all border wall construction. Combined with lax enforcement at the border, that allowed millions of illegals to enter the country during the previous administration. Noem says illegal border crossings have already decreased by 95% under President Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
In an effort to cut fraud, the Social Security Administration will now require in-office visits to verify identity. Like the process of obtaining a driver's license the first time, the SSA website now says that to start a benefits claim, an individual's identity must be confirmed in person. Previously, people could do so over the phone. Also at SRNnews.com, the Federal Reserve is keeping its key interest rate unchanged. George Williams has more.
That announcement comes at the conclusion of the Fed's Open Market Committee meeting. At the end of last year, the Fed reduced its key interest rate 3 times for a full-point drop from 5.3 to near 4.3%. Previously, the Fed had rapidly jumped its rate to combat inflation, a key indicator. While September's inflation measure dropped to 2.4%, approaching the Fed's 2% target, the needle went the other way for 4 straight months before finally falling back a month ago to an annual rate of 2.8%. George Williams reporting.
The Trump administration suspends some $175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania over the participation of a guy in the women's swimming program. The school's been facing an Education Department investigation in that matter. This is SRN News. Congress considers another pro-life bill, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It's called the Protecting Life and Integrity in Research Act, which would make it illegal for scientists to carry out research using tissue from aborted babies. Senators John Kennedy of Louisiana and Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi are co-sponsoring the bill. Hyde-Smith says, quote, "There are ethical and scientifically valid ways to conduct fetal tissue research without relying on the body parts of aborted babies. It's an affront to the sanctity of life." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates and other liberal groups are complaining that it's too difficult for underage girls to get abortions without their parents' knowledge. Since 2021, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, but 7 of those states still require girls under the age of 18 to get consent from or notify a parent before having an abortion. Pro-life advocates point out that kids under the age of 18 have to get parental permission for many things. This is SRN News. South Florida is supportive of President Trump's illegal immigration crackdown.
This reflects both the rightward shift of Latino voters and a general belief that restrictive border measures are necessary. In Hialeah, Florida, a city that's 95% Hispanic, only 3 residents showed up at a recent city council meeting to speak against a partnership with the federal government to enforce immigration laws. The police departments in Hialeah and Coral Gables, with a majority of Hispanics, mostly of Cuban descent, have both entered into agreements with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement with very little visible pushback. John Scott reporting.
Elon Musk is surprised by the level of hatred coming from the American left. He was addressing the firebombings happening at Tesla dealerships nationwide. He said Tesla is a peaceful company and has never done anything wrong. More details at SRNnews.com.